Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda, and it is gorgeous here in South Pasadena. And I have my co-host, Dottie Leatherwood, on the line, who is at the beach. Where are you, Dottie?
I am in right outside of Savannah, at Tybee Island, and which is where I grew up, coming to the beach. I grew up the next island over from Tybee, so about 5 miles from here. So home ground, and I'm here with a lot of my family, extended family. So it's a lot of fun. I mean,
that sounds fantastic.
And the beach is a great place. And I took the dog, my puppy, on a 2-mile walk this morning, so hopefully she will sleep through the show.
All day.
No, not all day. That would be way too much to ask.
Good for you. Oh, that's fantastic. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, well, it's just, you know, it's August. I'm not going to say summer's wrapping up because I feel like it's like the halfway point for me, which I think is somewhat true. But now we got the 30 and 30 coming. If you don't know about that, in September, I'm hosting a 30-day challenge where we paint 30 paintings in 30 days. And trust me, there are so many ways you don't have to paint 30 paintings. We encourage you to. There's over 400 artists signed up, and it would be really great if you could join us. And you can just go to my website and click on the 30 and 30, and there's a page that explains everything, and there's a great place to sign up, and then you'll be added to the map, which is kind of cool. And I can tell you that the number one goal is to have fun, and it's all about painting more. So I'm thinking I really need to get on the stick, though, because I do have to paint some of my paintings in August because I'm going to be traveling in September. Yikes. Which is a little crazy. But that's okay. I am going to Cape Cod to teach a workshop. I cannot wait in September.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be in Idaho in earlier September. So,
beautiful place.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be really exciting. And I'm doing a workshop in the end of August up in Ventura at the beach, and I've got a bunch of girls coming that are flying in, and they just shipped all their stuff. When you do an abstract workshop, you need larger canvases. My entire family room is full with their boxes.
Oh, wow. Oh, I bet.
I got to get them all up there, and I'm not sure how many trips it's going to take. It's kind of funny.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. So, like, really big canvases.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's wonderful. Oh. So, very
and
exciting.
And so how many do they usually have to have? How many per person?
Well, it's a 3-day workshop, so 3 to 4 per person, maybe 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
times 7 or 8. Yeah, that is
awesome. Yeah.
What's yours,
it's,
right?
Well, it's for there's 5 people that shipped all their stuff together. So, and then everyone else, there's 8 of them, 8 in the class are unfortunately bringing their own things. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting.
What's the weather in Ventura in August?
Probably low
80s. Beautiful and not covered. Okay.
Yeah, low 80s. So it's going to be wonderful. It's like mid-70s up there this week. So,
wow.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's been really hot in the, you know, inland. So we've been up there quite a bit this summer, and it's been fantastic. So it's all good. It's all good. So it's just a really busy time, I feel like, in my art, and it's a good thing, so I have no complaints.
When is not a really busy time?
I know, it's busy for everyone. So how much are you painting while you're at the beach, Dottie, every day, knowing you?
No, I have not. You'd be surprised.
Well, you're allowed,
because really
you do paint every day, so.
I do, usually. And usually when I come down here, I paint every morning. But having a puppy thrown in the mix has sort of changed things up for me. So I've done a lot of walking in the morning and thinking and, you know, just sort of refueling my tanks, I guess. I did paint yesterday a little bit, but and I probably will toward the end of the week a little bit more. But it's been nice, just absolutely no schedule, no, you know, nothing. So I've enjoyed
it. That's wonderful. Good for you. Well, today's show is one of my favorites. We've done this every, I don't know, 6 or 8 months, and it's all about the best new apps. And apps, if you don't know what they are, There are these wonderful little tools you can put on your smartphone or your iPad, and you can certainly access them on your computer. And they're just a great tool to accomplish something. And, you know, a lot of them are basic everyday essentials, and some of them just make life easier. So I reached out on Facebook, and there's a lot that we're going to share that people mentioned to us, which we love. And then, of course, I have my list. Because I'm always looking for new.
I had no list. She said, well, Leslie, what, you know, contribute any that you have. And I thought, I don't have any. So everyone's
quite all right.
Way ahead of me on this one.
Well, let me tell you about the first one. And it's called Ink Cards. And it is, to me, the coolest app because it's on your phone. And it is a way to send out a nice, really high quality printed thank you note. But here's what makes it so cool, and you have to train yourself to use it the right way. I often send a thank you note from the event I want to thank someone. So here's the thing, you have, if you're going to go to a party, think about taking a photo of you with the host. And then you go to your phone, you upload that photo, you pick the card you want, you enter their address, you put the note, and for like $1.99, boom. The card gets sent out by Ink Cards. It gets mailed directly, and it's really great quality. Really great quality.
Wow.
It's so cool. And I did a Father's Day card to my dad. I sent a thank you note out to my brother after we got back from our New York vacation. That was the shot of all of us on the boat, all 16 of us. And it's just, I'm going to become a lot more thoughtful because of this app.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
It is so cool. So you can send regular cards, and they have all these great categories too, like there's summer vacations, weddings, graduations, birthdays, thank yous, travel, holidays, grandparents, you know, babies, anniversaries, get well soon, congratulations. I mean, there's every category in the world. You know, some of them are just really nice cards, and they have really neat script of and it says thanks on it. And you can order them as a postcard to get mailed out, or you can order them in an envelope if you want them a little more fancy. But it's just a wonderful way to send a thank you note. And they're like 5x7-inch card stock, super high quality prints. And I really like that. The app itself is free, and they do have specials periodically. But it's just a really neat way to say thank you, and I think it's really thoughtful. So,
how long has this been out? Why haven't you told me about it?
I don't know. You know, I've only had it on my phone for like 2 months.
Oh, my gosh.
It is so cool.
This is perfect. It is. Because there's
the
so many
is,
times that I want to send a card and I can't get to the store or I don't have stamps or it sits in my, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Sits there on my counter without us to, and then it's embarrassing to send it.
Right.
I'm so excited.
It's really awesome. It's called Ink Cards. And the thing is, you got to remember, because it's really thoughtful, if you have a great picture to include. So if you go to an event, take a shot, take a couple photos, have someone take a photo with you at the host, and then when you send the thank you card, it's really cool. So.
Well, wouldn't that be great for your collectors?
Yes. Oh,
if
my gosh.
If they bought a painting at a show or.
Yeah. It would be amazing.
I mean, how cool would that be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, I'm
yeah.
so excited.
Or if you had a great time at a workshop and you wanted to thank the instructor.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be
gosh.
Cute?
It has so many uses.
It does. And
right.
for $2 or $4,
sure.
depending what you do, it is so worth it because you order it on the phone and then it ships out the next day by Ink Cards.
Well, you can
okay.
you cannot buy a card at a store for $2.
No. And this one's and it's great. And it's really good quality because I saw the Father's Day card at my parents' house when I was there. And I was like, oh, wow, this is really nice. So anyway, so we're done with the show. That's all we need to know. No, I'm kidding.
Wow, I know. I'm ready to go get it now. I'm just sitting here thinking, this is just perfect. Somebody came up with something that I really need. That's
mm-hmm.
what's so awesome about these things.
Yeah.
Is this, okay, I'm excited.
I know.
Okay, so mine, I actually have this app. Thank you very much. And I think you told me to get it, so I have you to blame. Waze, W-A-Z-E. And it is a GPS app, I guess it would be the most correct term. It is fabulous if you're going on a road trip or you're navigating, you know, from one side of town to the other, you're stuck in traffic. That is my favorite use for it because it gives you several routes and you can, you know, and it tells you, okay, so this is a, you know, this one, this way is going to take you 35 minutes, but there are four policemen on it and there's a wreck and traffic is only going 25 miles an hour. Or you can go this
way.
It tracks everything, accidents, construction, red light cameras, the police ahead of you. I mean, it is, it's awesome. It really is. And especially if you're going through, you know, a town that you're not familiar with. And, you know, if your GPS app usually just gives you, you know, on your car usually gives you one route. And that can be mileage-wise maybe the shortest, but time, not necessarily. And this one really helps so much with that. I've used it on the highway a lot.
I use it about 95% of the time I get in my car.
Just stops, you know, traffic just stops and you have no idea why. It is so wonderful for that. And it it is free. And one of the other things I really like about it is, and this is funny, I just like changing the voice on it. Have you ever done that?
One day I get in my car and Vladi Divac, who's like a basketball player from Spain, has this accent.
Colbert.
I'm like, what?
He was my favorite. Yeah.
My children
I had
did
Stephen
that.
Colbert. Yeah. He was great. He was like, watch out, the fuzz, the popo, who's up ahead? I mean, it was so funny.
It's just a really practical app. It saves you a ton of time. It's funny, though, because now when I get in my car, my phone will pop up and it'll be a message from Waze saying, normal traffic home. And I'm like, okay, I'm at the grocery store, really. It's 2 minutes away.
I think I can make it.
Yeah.
It is great, though. I mean, it really is. It's such a time saver.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Okay, the next app I have not used, but if one more person tells me about it, it's called Day One. And here's what Day One says about their app. Your old paper journal might smell great, but it can't compare to Day One. So this is kind of apropos after our show last week about keeping a journal. This beautifully designed app from Bloom makes chronicling, is that a word?
I know.
Your life as easy to do as writing a tweet or a Facebook post. And you can even provide your writing prompts and reminders to keep the habit alive. It syncs your private journal across the web via Dropbox or iCloud, so you can use it. And you can annotate each entry with tags, weather, location information, and even the music you're listening to. And I'm sure you can print it out when you're done, and it looks amazing. It's got, you know, passcode lock in the fantastic. There's a really great desktop app that you can use or iPad app. It's $4.99, and it's just a really cool way. It's a calendaring practical solution, but it's super fun, interactive, and a really nice way to kind of journal what you're doing in your life. So it's cool.
And really I like cool. the fact that it has a reminder.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's what I would
that.
Need.
So I haven't used it, but a lot of people tell me how great it is. So
really?
It's called Day One. Yeah.
Okay. Something to check out. The next one is Inbox by Gmail. And most everyone has a Gmail by now, I think. it's supposed to help you get control of your Gmail account. The app organizes your mailbox based on the types of messages you receive, making it easy to quickly locate emails when you need them. Boy, I need that. You can view information like delivery order updates, pictures, flight status, and reservation details without even opening the message. The snooze feature lets you tell Inbox to remind you about a particular email later on. Oh, that's a great idea.
I know. It's pretty cool.
I'm constantly scrolling through my email, looking for something.
You know, I used to have a rule, touch it once, that's it. Oh, man, I don't do that anymore. It's terrible.
I don't either. I try really hard, but life just kind of gets in the way. So this sounds really – do you have this?
I do not have it yet, but once again, it's come highly recommended from a million people.
And it is free.
It's free. Gotta love that. Okay.
Even better.
The next one is called Magisto. I think that's how it's pronounced. M-A-G-I-S-T-O. Who has time to edit their own videos? How true is that? Magisto makes your smartphone videos look like they were edited by a pro with just a few seconds of work. The app takes your photos and videos and uses artificial intelligence to edit them together into videos you can share with friends and family. The video editor has a number of built-in effects as well as a music library. And that's really important because if you're going to publish a video and you don't use music that's allowed to be on your video, YouTube and everybody else will shut it down because they have the intelligence to go through and find any time you're using a non-licensed song. So it's got licensed songs that are available, which is really great. And your finished video can be shared instantly from within the app to places like Facebook, Instagram, Google+, Twitter, YouTube, WhatsApp, or be emailed to friends privately. But I really think you should give it a try. It's pretty cool. I've played with it. It does work very well. And, editing videos on your phone is kind of a pain, and Magisto is a really great solution. So, very nice.
The next one, I actually have this one too. I'm feeling really good about myself. 2 out of 6 so far. Hopper is a fabulous app for getting deals on airfare. It watches trips that you want to take. And so I will usually have several different trips plugged in, and it will watch all of them, and it will let me know if airfare goes down. You can also set what you want your airfare if you're looking for a certain price, and it'll notify you as far as that goes. And it gives it to you in a chronological feed, including tips and deals for flying, if there's something coming up, and it kind of keeps up if you fly out of somewhere regularly. It'll let you know if a good deal is coming.
Really?
It will. Yeah, it kind of is one of. It's almost like the all of the other ones as far as orbits and it keeps up.
Yeah,
where
I know.
You get.
Sometimes you say I want to check, and they all pop up on your computer. And they compare, but a lot of times they're all exactly the same. So does it really find a fare that's cheaper?
I mean, it lets you know. I think it's not necessarily cheaper than what you could find if you were on the computer looking, but it saves you that step of always having to look.
Okay, got it.
So if I'm looking for a flight to, and right now I'm looking for a flight to Mexico for next year. And it's keeping up with the rates, and it'll give me a heads up if rates go down. That saves me from having to go every day and check, and make sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it's just a time saver, and it's on your phone. It buzzes, or you can set it to notify you however you want, whether it's a banner or a vibration or whatever. But it's just one of those things that's always working in the background for you. And
oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you don't have to, one less thing you have to do. And it's free, even better.
I'm going to get this one because I'm booking a flight to Idaho, right? I mean, I've got a lot of flights I got to do, and it's just kind of nice to have, do you typically have it on for like a week or so, or do you do it for...
It stays on all the time, running in the background.
Got it. Okay.
And the other thing is it'll tell you, so like right now it's telling me that for the flight that I'm looking at, and I gave it the dates that I'm looking for, and it says, flights should go down by $100 in the next 20 days.
Really?
But,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it should be as low as this price. However, you need to book this flight by, and it'll give me the date that I need to book the flight by to get the lowest rate, because it'll, it says, flights will go up after this date. So it tells you, your little window of opportunity.
That's pretty cool. Okay, here's the last of the ones I've been hearing about, and then we're going to share the ones from our listeners. But this one's called Prisma, P-R-I-S-M-A. It has been receiving a lot of attention for its trippy, arty phone filters. And I know you're thinking another filter app, but I have to tell you, it's really cool. There's so many different apps, and what you do is you can upload any photo, and then just press the different apps, and there's probably like 30 of them, or the different options, and it really changes the picture, I mean, in a huge way. And
really?
It's just really cool. And sometimes it's inspiring me if I, to be perfectly honest, what I'm looking at it for right now, as I'm putting my oil paintings in there and looking at the filters and seeing perhaps how I could paint them as abstracts. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really cool. And it's just got a lot better filters than some of the other ones. Like Waterlog is a great one, but that pretty
right.
much only does the watercolor.
Watercolor,
this,
yeah.
This one has like, I mean, I can't even remember the names of them, but there's like a cartoon. I mean, it's just, it's really, really cool. And since it's free.
Even better.
It doesn't, yeah. And it's just really cool. I don't think it's available on Android. I could be wrong. I know it's available on iOS. But it's just, I was really kind of impressed. So it's called Prisma, P-R-I-S-M-A. And it's really impressive. Way better filters than anything I've ever seen. And it's totally addictive, I'll be perfectly honest.
I'm going to have to star this one, get this one too. I'm not going to have any space left on my phone soon.
I know. I'm actually kind of involved in that right now. So kind of a pain.
Okay. So the next few apps were sent in by listeners. And these were their favorite apps. And some of these I actually have too. I'm pretty impressed with myself. Okay. So the first view, Angeline Marie Martinez.
Since yes, she's awesome.
Her favorite Evernote, which I do have, and it is a way to keep up with things. It's sort of, I don't know, I wouldn't say it like a to-do list, but things that you run across that you don't want to forget, you don't want to lose, it bookmarks them basically, and you can keep all of these items in this app and refer back to them whenever you need it. And they're
cool.
You can sort
it
them
is pretty
also,
cool.
Which is pretty cool, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, by ideas or, you know, what I need to do next or, you know, let's do a show on that, whatever. And it's free. And it's also, I have it on my computer and my phone.
Yeah, I like it on my computer more so. But it does sync with your phone. Although, is that where I pay extra? I can't remember. It's really cool. Do you have Pocket on your phone?
I don't.
Okay, this is my, I forgot about this one. I think I mentioned this in the last show. It's called Pocket, P-O-C-K-E-T. Anytime you're on your phone and you see, and you're on a website that you like, you press the little rectangle with the arrow in it, and you slide over, and if you press the Pocket app, it'll save that website in Pocket for you. It's fabulous for recipes.
Oh.
It's just anytime, you know, sometimes you're somewhere and you don't want to forget this. You don't want to forget the site. It's something you want to go back to. You just press the little Pocket app and it instantly saves it in there. And then when you open the Pocket app, everything's saved chronologically. And it's a great place for when you see, like I said, a great recipe. There's just so many things I see on my phone.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's a really, and it kind of reminds me of Evernote. That's what made me think of it. But it's awesome. And it's free.
Pocket.
Yeah.
Like a pocket in your
P-O-C-K-E-T. Pocket.
Okay, cool. I'll be looking into that one. Okay, another one that she really liked is Color Cap.
Yeah, that came up from a lot of people.
It adds custom text to photos and pictures on your phone for Instagram, which is a great thing. I see a lot of people doing that.
Yeah.
I haven't started doing that yet. I see Leslie has done that before, but I haven't done it yet.
Leslie does that a lot.
It is also free. And there's another one called, another Instagram app called Layout. And I do have this one. I don't use it as much as I should, but it is fun when I think. My problem is half the time I forget to use these. I have them and forget it. But layout creates fun, one-of-a-kind layouts by remixing your own photos and sharing them with your friends. So you can choose photos from your camera roll or use the photo booth to take spur-of-the-moment shots. And it'll instantly lay them out in various combinations. So it's basically what it is. It's a layout tool.
Cool.
You pick out the one you like best and then, you know, move things around to sort of tweak it if you want to, you know, change the way they go. You can flip your images, you just drag them around. You can make them bigger or smaller by pinching in. I'm trying to think what else you can do with it. I think you can take an image and recreate it, I guess mirror it maybe, and tweak it that way. It's pretty cool. It does way more than what I've ever used it for. I just sort of made collages with it, but it has, you know, it's a lot more, has a lot more bells and whistles than I use. But it is free. So if you want to take a chance on it, it's pretty easy. The other one she liked was AccuRadio.
I don't have this one.
It is an app that allows you to choose from over 1,000 stations of free internet radio with unlimited skips. So you can find all your favorite genres by streaming online for free using AccuRadio.
It's unbelievable. Do you think our children have a clue of how lucky they are to be born in this era?
Oh, yeah, they have no idea.
They have no concept. The information that is at your fingertips is just astounding to me.
Oh, I know.
It just blows me away. Okay, Jan Fezzi, and her name is spelled Fezzi, Feyzi. She likes Grid, and Grid is GRID with the hashtag. So Grid hashtag. And it adds a grid overlay to your photos. So there's a lot of apps you can use to do this. What's cool about this, and it's pretty straightforward and easy to do, you choose a number of rows, columns, and the color and the width of the grid lines, and you can save the resulting gridded photo to your photo library. And it works on iPhones and iPads. And she uses it because it saves her a lot of time. She doesn't have to transfer images to her computer. And if you have if you struggle with drawing, you can grid your photo and then put the grid on your canvas, put points, and mark the points, and then draw it, and your perspective will be right every time. And it's a really important step. And what happens, and I've noticed this with my students, if they start gridding, after a while, their drawing gets so much better so quickly. And it's almost as if they don't need the grid anymore, but they still see it.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch. AccuView,
mm-hmm.
I love. But the problem with AccuView is it's an iPad app, and it's harder to find on your iPhone, and it's a little buggy at times. But Grid hashtag apparently is another great solution. So
that's a great idea. And you're right. Yeah. It does. It is one of those shortcut drawing tools that you use for a little while, and it makes a big difference, and you sort of almost outgrow it after
yes,
a while.
Yes, exactly.
It just teaches you how to see a little bit differently in shapes, and that's, you know, what we're trying to do anyway. So it is a great tool. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to have to write that one down to suggest it to people.
Yeah.
Michelle Mitchum Pursley sent the next one in. She says she really likes Brushstroke. And she says, I tend to get bogged down with the details too soon. We all do. And I am really working on punching up color in my paintings. This app allows me to address both of these areas. So you can turn your photos into paintings with Brushstroke. It transforms your album photos and snaps into beautiful paintings with one touch. Edit, sign, and share your work on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Want your artwork printed? We've teamed up with Canvas Pop to provide the best quality canvas prints available.
Uh-huh.
Frame and size, and you'll have your masterpiece delivered and hanging on your wall in no time.
Interesting.
There you go. Huh.
Well, wow.
It would be a good one for maybe simplifying. You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, Lori G. Miller, who's been on the show before, uses ArtGrid. It's similar to Grid hashtag. It's similar to AccuView. And it also allows you to specify the number of columns and rows in a photo, and you can save it in black and white to check your values, which most of the other apps do. But it's called ArtGrid. There's a lot of them. Value Viewer, I mean, there's a whole bunch. But it's so great, especially if you're out there painting plein air too. And,
yes.
You know, if you're struggling with certain parts of the drawing, you can do the grid and go, aha, that's what my problem is. That boat really
mm-hmm.
does need to be more horizontal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And not falling off the bottom of the canvas.
Yeah, and sometimes those things, it's not seeing the forest for the trees. I mean, you just cannot figure out.
Mm-hmm.
I was painting 2 days ago, and I'm painting from my sister-in-law. I stay at her place when we come to the beach, and I'm painting from her balcony, and it's all these great beach buildings, you know, so I'm looking down on them, so you've got that perspective, and then have the road going one way, and the buildings, and there are two intersections converging, so there's like a 5 points kind of, I mean,
so it's a really simple composition.
Yeah. It is one of those to make you pull your hair out, but it's a great one if I can nail it. And I knew I was off, and I couldn't figure out what it was. You know, I mean, it just something wasn't right, and I was checking everything. And finally, I went back and took a photo of what I was painting and gridded it out and realized where I was off. And I should have been able to see it, but I had been looking at it for so long, I couldn't see it, you know? And I think that
mm-hmm.
happens to us. You know, there's just some, it's like this blank spot in your brain you can't get past. So those are great tools to have. I mean, because sometimes the longer you stare at something, the more you can't see what you're looking for. So any little help that you can get is just wonderful.
Yeah. No, that is amazing. Huh. Cool.
So there you go. All right. So, and I'm going to really mess her name up. Regula, what do you, Chaffel? Chaffel?
I think
how you
I would say
Chaffel.
Chaffel. Chaffel or Chaffel, something like that. Yeah.
And I apologize for messing your name up. She likes using Snapseed. This is another app that applies filters to photos. She said that it will apply filters to her photo references to help her visualize where she wants to go with her interpretation. It has a number of great filters and allows for very precise manual adjustments. It's also helpful for fine-tuning photos that she takes
mm-hmm.
of her artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have this one?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. This app brings to your – and this what this next thing that she says sounds really interesting, and I am excited about it just because I tend to take crooked photos. I don't know why, but I do. every single time. And she says this app brings to your mobile device the power and control of professional photo editing software. You can, with the tap of a finger, you can retouch, adjust perspective, re-edit, and more. And I,
wow.
It's like I need to pull one side of the photo toward me every single time
mm-hmm.
I take a photo. I don't know what that is. I must have a crooked eye or something.
It's something that you see. Yes.
So, yeah, I need Snapseed.
That sounds cool. So Shauna Connolly, who I know, she was in one of my workshops not too long ago, likes ArtSet Pro for the iPad. And it's an ArtSet, and I think it's been like a really highly ranked app not only here but in countries all over the world. And it's like having an art set right inside your iPad because you can paint and draw via the photorealistic interface with tools that look and feel incredibly like the real thing. So when it says photorealistic interface, I don't know if that means you draw on top of it. I don't know. I have no idea. But it gives an alternative to complex and mechanical like paint apps for all to enjoy. And simplicity comes without sacrificing quality. From pens to pencils, paints to pastels, each has been carefully crafted to produce natural results in real time. So it sounds pretty cool. I guess it's an incredibly realistic 3D textured oil paint app. Mm-hmm. It gives amazing thick, gloppy strokes for thin, delicate detail via a range of virtual brushes of various size and shape. You can adjust the paint loading and the thinners to change the texture and the opacity. I mean, how amazing is that?
Yeah.
That you can sparkle and glow with special metallic and fluorescent colors, build up subtle tones and textures with chalks, charcoal, oil pastels, wax crayons, graphite pencils, colored pencils, or marker pens. And the fine detail via multi-touch pinch and zoom. You can choose from different paper colors and textures or import your own photos. The blending tools give you many ways to mix and smudge color around the canvas so you can even deal with edges.
Dang.
You can create anything from smooth, gentle gradients to roughly textured scratches and splatters.
Huh.
Unbelievable. It does sound pretty cool.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine if you had the new the iPad Pro
with
the stylus?
Yes.
I can't even fathom that. That's totally on my wish list. Then she likes Procreate. And Procreate is the most powerful sketching, painting, and illustration app ever designed for a mobile device. Personally, it sounds like ArtSet might give it a run for its money. This complete artist toolbox helps you create beautiful sketches, inspiring paintings, and stunning illustrations anywhere you are. Procreate features groundbreaking canvas resolution, 128 incredible brushes, advanced layering, and I guess it's powered by Silico, which is the fastest 64-bit painting engine on iOS for Apple. So here's my question. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done any of the painting drawing apps on your iPad or phone?
You know, about 5 years ago, I got the idea that I would do that when I was waiting places or on the airplane or, and I've tried it. At least for me, there was a big learning curve. I made a bigger mess than anything that looked like anything that I might have created. But at the end, and I think it's one of those things also that you need to use a lot to remember, you know, what you're doing, what brush to use and what, you know, what effect. But it was very fun. I mean, it was like a toy. I used it a little bit to try and sketch with, but I never really pursued it. And, you know, that was 5 years ago. So the advancements, I mean, that have been made since then, I'm sure, are just huge. That would be like, you know, drawing with a stick in the sand compared to what's out there today. But I think it would be a wonderful thing. And like almost like what we were talking about last week with the art journals. I mean, maybe this is your journal. You can use it when you're someplace that you can't do anything else, whether you're waiting on an appointment or you're sitting on a plane or whatever. You journal using this and it would be fun for trying out different compositions too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like having a sketchbook on your phone or iPad, really. I can't tell you how many students of mine say, I need to work on my drawing, I need to work on my drawing. Well, then you need to draw, believe it or not.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if you just set some, this is Leslie's turning everything into like goals and whatnot. But if you had some goals, like every day I'm going to draw three things while I'm sitting around. And it would be, I think, amazing how much you could improve your drawing in a short period of time.
Right.
I mean, it would be a great way. And there's something cool about doing it, I think, on your iPad or your phone, because you always have that with you.
I mean, what if you're sitting in the carpool line and
exactly
waiting? I mean, you think about how much downtime that we have, not usable. I mean, we don't think of it as usable downtime. You know,
right.
We're stuck someplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, using something like this to, and it, you know, think about how fast time passes when you're doing something like all of a sudden,
yeah,
you know, it's time to go. So
I agree.
It would be a great idea.
Mhm. Yeah, I think it would be pretty cool.
It also would be great if you were going on a trip and you couldn't take your paints with you.
Mhm.
You could
either take your art journal that we talked about last week with colored pencils or the cool watercolor pens, or do this, or do both.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know.
All right. One more thing. Okay. Okay, the next one was suggested to us by Lynn Forrester. And the
I have this one.
You do you? Okay, I don't
mm-hmm.
have this one. But I think I remember you talking about this one.
Yes, I did.
I need to write this down because there was a time where I wanted to use something like this and I couldn't remember what it was. And I thought, I know Leslie's talking. Okay, the name of the app is Over, O-V-E-R. It is a free and simple app that adds text to images, like your website, or you can design a greeting card, promote an event, lay out a business card, joke around, make a meme, you know, you name it. It's got a ton of uses. So tell me, okay, so you have it. Do you pick the... I mean, does it have different typefaces? How exactly does it work?
The reason why this and WordSwag, I think it's called, WordSwag, I actually love. The reason why I like them is they have really cool layouts of fonts.
Okay.
Where they're stacked, one of them's bigger, littler, and there's
so
like...
So it sort of gives you you get a little bit of a shortcut design-wise.
You do.
Which is
and
good.
And it's not just like straight typing in text.
Okay.
And WordSwag has really cool ones. So like the 30 paintings in 30 days one that I have that I post everywhere,
mm-hmm.
I did that in WordSwag. And so when it comes up, all you do is type in what you want your text to say, and it stacks it and uses the really cool fonts. And, I mean, it looks like it was totally professionally done. And it's a
That's
shortcut.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
And I really, really like that. And it just gives it a totally professional look. For free on your phone.
Wow. And this
Which
would be really
is,
good for Pinterest, wouldn't it?
It would.
If you
I
do
mean,
a lot with
I, 100% for Pinterest because they talk about the fact that Pinterest photos that have a call to action or have verbiage on them are like, you know, 10,000% more effective than
right.
just photos.
Yeah.
So 100%. And it's a really fun way, and then they're all free, which I just love. I mean, I don't know how these guys make any money. I haven't figured that out, but you know what? Not our problem, right?
No, no. All
but thank you for everyone out there that does this because I love them. Okay, Karen Weber, she's an Android user, and she loves Snapseed as well. And I guess it has a picture collage in it. You can compare photos, so she'll often view a black and white and color version side by side as a reference shot while she paints. I mean, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And she can use it to, I guess, cropping tools. And she said she's never had the need to buy the full version. I think she just uses the free version. She's also a member of a 25-member artist cooperative, and they use all of the Google products, like Google Calendar, Docs, and Slides, and they're very helpful so everyone can be on the same page, which is cool. And she also said that she recently started using Evernote, and she loves that as well. Yeah. Now, I know, it's pretty amazing. There's so many cool opportunities out there. It kind of blows me away.
Okay. All right. So, and that's a lot to keep up with. And they change every day. That's what's so crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. I looked at a lot of lists of the new apps for the month, just so you know, for the month.
Oh, my
gosh. And I was like, oh, my gosh, the month. How about the year?
Wow. All right. Mary Spires says that she likes, is it Camera Lucida or Camera Lucinda?
I think it's Camera Lucinda.
Okay. She says it is great for students that worry about their drawing skills. Well, there you go. I hear a lot about that. You do too. It can make an artist out of anyone. Well, that's a big promise.
Yeah. I don't think that's possible, but go ahead.
She says that although there are hundreds of apps that allow you to draw on your screen, Camera Lucida is different. It is the best app specifically designed to assist you in creating art with traditional materials such as pen and paper, charcoal, or paints. You don't draw on the screen, you draw on paper. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay, is this like the the camera that you use to, okay, the movie was made about it, the optical, is that what that is? You know where you have an image and it transfers onto your paper and then you draw over it? I wonder if that's
what
it is.
Our application will superimpose your image of choice with the live view of your drawing surface. When looking at your screen, you'll be able to simultaneously see the image you want to draw as well as your drawing surface as you create your work of art. I don't know how this works.
So I'm wondering if you aim your camera at something, your phone at something, and then it's somehow, I'm not sure. That's interesting. I don't know. But it says, here's the information on the app. For over a century, artists have made use of Camera Lucida optical device to superimpose a live view of their subject onto their drawing or painting surface, essentially allowing the artist to trace what they see in front of them. It is an invaluable aid in creating a lifelike and realistic drawing. So with this app, artists and non-artists alike can now draw anything they can take a photo of. Our application will superimpose your image of choice with a live view of your drawing surface. When looking at your screen, you'll be able to simultaneously see the image you want to draw as well as your drawing surface as you create your work of art. It allows you to choose any image stored on your device. It even allows you to specify the amount of transparency between the live view and the image you're drawing. I'm intrigued. I can't quite figure out.
Oh, okay. I think this is how it works. Oh, my gosh. Okay, because I'm looking at photos. It doesn't actually project on your paper. You hold up your camera with your image, and you put your pencil underneath, and it shows your pencil through your camera where you're drawing. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's say you have a picture of a flower on your camera. You put your pencil underneath, and as you're drawing, it shows you exactly where your pen's going on the picture on your phone. So you draw.
Okay.
That's how it works. That's kind of cool. That's kind of amazing.
That's kind of space age right there.
I know. Unbelievable. I had no idea that that's how this worked. Wow. That's pretty crazy. And it is, I think it's Lucida, L-U-C-I-D-A, not Lucinda.
Okay.
I was wrong about that. It's Camera Lucinda.
It would be nice too, but,
really.
That's amazing. How did you even develop that? I can't even.
I'm really kind of blown away that someone came up with that. I mean, there are people who sit around the house and go, okay, we need an app for that, and then they create apps and hopefully make a ton of money because a lot of these are really brilliant. So if I look back at the list, which ones am I going to add? I'm going to add Inbox for Gmail. I'm going to definitely do Hopper. I think Hopper would be great. I already have Prisma. I don't think I have layout for Instagram. I might have to get that. There's a lot on here.
I've got to get the ink cards one. The ink cards is going to change my life.
I'm going to become a very thoughtful, thankful person.
I know. Look
at it this
way.
The girl
that my mother always dreamed I would be.
I know. Okay, are you staying at your sister's house right now at the beach?
Yes.
Are
and
you?
I need to take a picture and send her a thank you card.
Yeah, take a picture of everyone there and then order the thank you card, and it'll arrive like the day after you leave if you order it before you go. I mean, how cool is that?
I know. I'm so frizz.
I know. It's so cool.
I wish I was so smart. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's just, I love doing these shows.
The next best thing is to get to benefit from someone else's brains. So
yes.
There you go.
Yeah, and there's probably other ones like this, but ink cards, I love the layout. I was so impressed with the quality. And it's just, I love the fact that you can do it right then. You can do it on the way home in the car when your husband's driving.
Yeah.
I mean, then and
while
if you
you're
get into that habit,
it.
How cool is that?
Yep.
So you just have to remember to take a great photo while you're there that you can use on the card. So. Which is very fun. So
I'm excited about all the uses that could have.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thank you, Dottie. Thank you so much for being a co-host. An extended co-host, because Carrie Waller's our co-host, but she's in Australia, which sounds impressive, but she's in Japan, which means every show this month has to be at like 6 in the morning. Because it's like 1 in the morning for her, and I don't have the heart to have her stay up all night long to be my co-host. But that was so nice. Thank you so much.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It's always fun.
Well, I really appreciate it. Now go to the beach. Go have fun. Go be with family and get that photo taken for your thank you card.
I know. Exactly. It's on my to-do list.
Yeah.
I'll have plenty to choose from. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Well, have a fabulous rest of the month of August. And
You too. And get to painting for September.
I know. I got to do that. I just have so many other things I'm doing. So I will get on it, I promise. Actually, I do have some started, so I just need to get out my studio and paint. Yes. Well, you take care. Thank you very much.
All right, I will. You too.
Okay.
You're very welcome.